and so declare the meeting open at 5:30. Declare the meeting open at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyada people, and recognise the contribution of Gariyada elders, past, present, and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you.
Thank you.
So welcome all to a special council meeting on the 6th of September for our yearly budget adoption. Item 3, recordings of attendance as listed. We have an apology in Councillor Peter Carter. 3.2, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communication, there is nil. 3.3, apologies, Councillor Carter. 3.4, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Council members, do I have any disclosures of interest I'd like to declare tonight?
To declare, there's interest in common tonight.
Do I have any disclosures? No?
No, thank you, ma'am.
There is nil. Item 4, public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and live streamed online as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So members of the public present, I'm happy for members of the public to use their electronic devices to follow the agenda of the meeting if they so wish. And 4.1, public question time. We'll open public question time at 5:33 and call for public questions if we have any from the gallery. No public questions. We'll close public question time at 5:33. And 4.2, public statement time. Open public statement time at 5:33. And call for any public statements if I have any public statements in the gallery. No public statements. Thank you. We'll close public statement time at 5:34. 4.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There is nil. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Do I have any questions, Deputy?
Not me, thank you.
Councillor?
Nothing.
Councillor Whitwell?
No.
Councillor Dekash?
No.
Councillor Heather?
No, thank you.
Councillor McDonough?
No, thank you,
Matt.
Yes, please. Just a few questions. The first question that I have, like, the community may not be aware, so it's more of a question on behalf of the community. Are we able to explain where the $6 million, extra $6 million is coming from in the budget?
Okay, so Pete, you're going to have to be a little bit more specific on that. Where, which... $6 million you're referring to, what page is it on in the budget?
The UV rating, I'll just have to find where it is.
Got it? What page?
Look at page 24, just up the top, the general idea.
Councillor Pitt's got the floor.
Sorry. apologise. Can I do it through the chair?
No, well, I've got Councillor Pitt asking a question.
I didn't mark it, unfortunately, so we're going to have to wait until we find where it is.
Do you know whereabouts or what is it, what the 6 million is about, roughly?
It's actually in the statement of rating objects. I saw it. In the UV other, 6.640377 is the figures here on page 27.
CEO?
If I can just refer that to the, sorry, if I can just refer that to the director of corporate.
Thank you, through the chair. The rates are constructed based on information provided from Landgate in relation to revaluations, and then we apply a rate in the dollar. Basically, what has happened is the valuations in that category have been changed and therefore increased, and the rate in the dollar that we have then determined to be applied to that. So,
okay. Sorry, I have another question to ask as well. So with that, has any of that money from that been allocated into the expenditure of this budget?
As to
see here.
Again, I'll refer that through.
As discussed at a number of the workshops held with the elected members, the $6 million of that, $3 million has been put into the financial risk reserve, and the other $3 million is basically just part of the general municipal budget.
Okay. Oh, sorry. This comes up. No worries. Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have any other questions? No? Thank you. Item 6, declarations of all members who have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I show hands, please? Thank you. 8-0. So I have a little bit of a statement before we go into the officer's report and the budget. The way the local government budgets are put together directly involves the whole elected council. The budget presented tonight reflects the decisions made by council members at 8 separate workshops conducted with the town officers at the town from about March through to August. As indicated in the document, the comparative actuals at 30th of June 2018 numbers are interim and unaudited. However, key roll forward balance numbers such as cash at bank and reserves have been reconciled. Interim actuals therefore present no impediment to approving the budget for the financial year 2019. Budget approval tonight means that rates notices will be issued within 2 weeks, and ratepayers can expect a delivery of their notices by the 28th of September, and the first payments will be due by the 2nd of November. The council and staff have had this budget basically completed when we approved the rates in the rates in the dollar for advertising around the 28th of June special council meeting. The council has presented the 2018-19 budget late because the Department of Local Government did not forward the document to the Minister for approval, even after all queries were satisfactorily answered. Subsequently delaying the document approval by the Minister of Local Government. So this position is not ideal for Port Hedland. A failure to adopt the budget presented tonight means that ratepayers will be hit with a due payment on rates during the Christmas season, putting pressure on that family budgets. On the bright side, infrastructure, investment and effective service delivery for the future is the focus of the Town of Port Hedland 2018-19 annual budget. The expectations and wishes of the people of Port Hedland were moulded into the budget through extensive community consultation we did in the strategic community plan process over the last 12 months. This informed the council on the expectations and wishes of the people of Port Hedland. The 18-19 budget has been developed to deliver those outcomes requested by the community. We're delivering upgrades to infrastructure assets, which everyone benefits from, such as roads and community facilities. At its core, this budget balances effective service delivery and essential infrastructure investment with the need to live within our means. This focus on asset renewal is crucial in maintaining the livability and sustainability of our town, which in turn helps retain and grow our population. We have scaled back non-essential spending and reaffirmed our commitment to making Port Hedland a place where families, particularly younger people, are proud to call home. The 2018-19 budget provides for $15 million in capital expenditure, which includes things like road renewals, reseal programs. We're still doing a fair bit with our time management project at the landfill, upgrades to our CCTV. One of the things that we're doing that I think a lot of people will be happy with is the South Hedland Skate Park structure, which we've applied $400,000 in our budget to putting a shade structure over the South Hedland Skate Park. It's been discussed for many years, and we're finally getting something done there. Telecommunications renewals and upgrades, and the standard things that we've started doing, like playground and renewal programs, footpath programs, drainage. So if the public is interested in knowing what our Capital Works program is going forward, you can look in the budget documents on page 51 to 54, and it's an impressive list. Looking forward into the next budget. So in conclusion, it's a strong document that delivers for the community, and thanks to the staff, the council and the community for your support. Item 7. Corporate performance 7.11, adoption of the 2018-19 annual budget. Now, I'll try this one again, and we'll see if we can maybe give it a go. We'll try, we did this last year on our budget, voting en bloc. So before commencing, voting on block means, you know, we have multiple items that are passable by simple or absolute majority, and we just do it all in one hit rather than going through individually. So if the council would like to debate any of the items separately, if there's a yes there, would the council like to indicate which ones you would like to separate from the on block item?
I would just, Mr. Mayor, through you, I'd just like to make an amendment on one of them.
Can you give me one sec, yep. Councillor Takesh, I disagree. Which one, Councillor?
Page 12, Part 1, Reserves for 2018-2019.
Just part.
Part 1.
Part 1,
Part I, with it all. HI, I suppose.
Part I.
Yeah, Part I. Reserves for 2018-19.
Okay. Do I have any other requests to separate? No? Okay. So I'll pull out part I, and we'll do that as a recommendation two, and put the budget to the vote. The officer's recommendation, part A, part B, part C, part D, part E, part F, part G, part H, and part J. Do I have a mover in the recommendation? The officer's recommendation?
Yeah.
Second.
Move Councillor McDonough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 2, Part I. Do I have a mover? The officer's recommendation, Part I.
Just like my dad's amendment.
Do we need a second amendment? Or? I need a mover and a seconder, and then we'll amend.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Do I have a mover in part I?
I'll move.
Oh. Move, Councillor Takesh. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell. Councillor Takesh, what's your
thank amendment? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's not a hard one, it's just to include that up to a maximum of $3 million be put in the reserves. The figure's not there. So I'd like to see that $3 million put in that item.
Yeah, so that's to create.
As is page 15, we said the $3 million.
Yeah, so that's to create the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Up to a
maximum.
Yeah.
And the amount was? The councillor, the items has already been. Can I get you to explain that?
Yeah. So part I is to create the reserve. If you put a quantum in there, next year you might want to add further monies to that reserve. So the amount in the reserve has already been passed by the on block. Voting that's already occurred.
Whereabouts?
The only reason I'm writing it, Mr. Mayor, and through actually, is that on page 15 said the town proposes a $3 million replacement financial risk reserve 2018-2019. If we need to extend it, then we'll do it next year. But as to me, it's just an open-ended one. That's why I want the $3 million included. And if we need to reduce it or raise it, then we'll discuss it afterwards.
So the effectively the motion already been passed that the reserve is a $3 million reserve.
That's correct. What we can do is put a note or two to that to say that $2 million has been allocated to that reserve. But that's why, as long as you see that $3 million figure to me, I'll be happy with that.
Okay, that's fine. Can we just change that? I might need a couple of minutes to clarify standing orders as well. I don't think it's possible on the mover. The mover can't then change the recommendation, is that? Yeah, that's fine. But the Council of Decash has moved it. Just to clarify, Councillor De Cash has moved it, then Councillor De Cash cannot. You can? Okay. Is the seconder happy with the with the change? Thank you. So the mover and Councillor De Cash amended officers' recommendation, and the seconder and Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any gags? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 8, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 9, closure. The next order of council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 26th of September 2018, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 19th of September 2018. 5:30. I declare the meeting closed at 5:53.